Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get your gossip on and spill some tea. Are you ready?
Join in or listen to Celebrity Tea Talk.
The good, the bad, and the ugly of celebrity life around the world.
Grab a cup of tea, turn off the volume, and get ready. You are listening to Michelle Noel on CTT,
Celebrity Tea Talk Radio. Let's get started. Who should we talk about today?
Hello, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope everybody is doing good today. It is here in Atlanta where everybody is literally having a heart attack because the snow is coming on the ground. Guys, really? It's not that bad. We can survive it here in Atlanta. What's going on with you guys? It is not that terrible. Camera Cashy, how you doing? Just welcome to everybody. We are broadcasting live today, and I am so excited. We are Blog Talk Radio. We are broadcasting. We are also broadcasting and talking to everybody on the awesome Live Me app because we love you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing. My daughter, what you doing? What you doing, my daughter? What's going on? Anyway, I love to see familiar faces, guys. I'm telling you, it is the best thing in the world to see faces of people that you literally just, I feel like I know you guys so much. I feel like we're like family, basically. Like, I really honestly know you guys. So it is awesome to talk to you guys. I know that we are rehashing a topic. Tulip, sunflowers, what is going on? Reality Bites, how you been? Oh, my gosh, look at all you guys. Hey, you're being good. Oh, and my daughter, listen, we want to be good, but not too good, boo. Got to have a little bit of badness in there. Always good for us to have a little bit of badness. So how is everyone doing? How is everyone surviving out there? I am surviving. Was I one of those crazy people to go get my loaf of bread today because there's 3 inches of snow coming down in Atlanta? No, I was not. Just to let you know, I wasn't. So we are all like tucked in. We're nice and warm. Country Gal, what is going on? How are you? How are you? Honey Cake, Honey Cake, Honey Cake, what you doing? Ali W, Ali W. Oh my gosh, look who's joining. Ali W. Ali W, I feel like you should be like in the ring and got the kind of like thing going on with that name right there. How is everyone? Oh my gosh. You know, guys, I feel like I keep going over this same topic, but I feel like I have a revelation today. You know, it's one of those days, like, I feel like I have a revelation. And I feel like the revelation, now that I'm more thinking about a Black Hawk Down. So I kind of feel like as I'm going over more of this stuff, as we continue to have the whole, okay, something just broke right there, and I ain't gonna fix it. Crisscross, what's up? But I kind of feel like as we talk about the whole Logan Paul thing, because it seems like it's like it just continues on and on and on and on about this. But I'm now starting to believe that there is a conspiracy between YouTube. You're in a good mood. Dogbone, please, how could you not be in a good mood with Dogbone, boo? Like, that is a cool name. Tiny Wrestler, what's up? You got your shout out. Oh my God, I feel the love. I feel those hearts coming up. Oh my God, I'm feeling so loved. Okay, if you want to know why I'm totally covered up to my neck today, is because it is freezing here in Atlanta. It is freezing. Yes, it is cold. We are expected to be in a negative. This is the South. The only thing we should have negative is our alcohol, okay? I'm sorry. We should not be having anything. Life, okay, Country Gal, how has life been treating me? Okay, life has been treating me pretty good. I mean, here's the thing about me, guys, and the people who spent, like, by the way, thank you to everyone who was hanging out with me today in the Atlanta traffic. God bless you. You helped me get through these people who don't know how to drive, okay? So thank you for hanging out with me in the traffic today for like 3 hours. But it's been pretty good. I can't complain. I have been busy managing all kinds of crap, but so far managing pretty good. The makeup line is doing amazing. Muchas gracias to everyone who is in the support level. I love it. And it's I think it's so much fun If you guys don't know, I manage my daughter's beauty line, Lexi Noel Beauty. I think it's so much fun to see you guys, and then you're like telling me and sending me pictures and sending Lexi pictures. It's fun. It is so much fun. My daughter, you sent me some likes. You sent me some likes. I think it's just so much fun to see how we interact with each other and how we're just kind of like constantly in each other's lives. It's just fun. I mean, honestly, it's totally, absolutely fun. So, guys, here's the thing with me with Paul Logan and YouTube. See, I was waiting for YouTube, Logan Paul, I was waiting for YouTube to take some action against Logan, okay? So this week, I was expecting, so the announcement came this week that they were going to do something, okay? So when the announcement came, it was basically like, Sean, what's going on? So it's basically like, people were saying, YouTube's going to suspend his channel. YouTube's going to suspend his channel. They didn't. YouTube, do I have any pets? Oh, my God. I am like the, okay, Interior Bad, let me tell you something. I'm the pet person, okay? It's like if you are a lost dog in Atlanta, you can literally just sniff the ground and it's going to lead you to my house, okay? Seriously, I probably rescue like four dogs a month. They like come knocking at my door. They're like, hello? My owner is lost. Can you help me find it? Like, really, that's what happens at my house. So, yeah, I am definitely the pet person. I have, as of now, 6 dogs. I'm the insane dog lady. I'm the people the neighbors point at and go, what is wrong with that freaking woman and her dogs? Like, but my dogs are all good, by the way. I don't have any crazy, like, dogs that you can't, like, really touch or pet or do anything with. You guys have met Lexi's dog. If you want to know who my daughter is, she's on Instagram. It's Lexi Noel with 4 L's afterwards. You've met her dog, Sasha, who is a 3-pound Chihuahua. People, everyone is afraid of that dog. The dog is 3 pounds and we are all terrified. Like, seriously, we are all terrified of this 3-pound dog. My dogs are awesome. They're the most well-behaved Chihuahuas ever. Her dog is literally like Jaws in a pint-sized bottle, okay? I warn people, because she looks really cute. People are like, I want to touch that dog. I'm like, don't touch that dog unless you want to lose a finger. Seriously. I'm not kidding you. Seriously. So, guys, Rebecca Little, what's going on? Rebecca Little. So, seriously, guys, like, I now feel because YouTube never suspended the channel, what they did is they put everything they're working on with him on hold. And then this week, the COO, which I'm like, dude, you're the COO. Why are you getting in the middle of this? You're the chief operating officer. Why are you so worried about a YouTuber? Like, I don't understand. Like, what's the big thing about a YouTuber for you? You're the chief operating officer of YouTube. Why are you getting involved with a single YouTuber who's having a problem? Here's my theory, guys. I believe this whole thing is a publicity stunt done with YouTube. Like, YouTube is part of the whole thing, because when the COO, which I think his name is Kaiser or something, that came out this week, he basically said, thank you for the love. I know you're getting my message. I know you guys are getting my message. The COO came out and said these words: everyone deserves a second chance. Okay, let me explain something to you about YouTube. YouTube probably has the bitchiest guidelines, okay? Like, if you so much as overstep a guideline, they will literally disintegrate your channel. They don't care if you have 100 million views, they will take your channel away from you. They love to press that little button that goes, bloop, channel's gone, and then your channel is totally disappeared. Like, they love to do that, guys. They love to just obliterate your channel. So, understand something. Like, YouTube, if you think about it, like, people still watch YouTube, but there's so many other better apps like the one I'm talking to you now on, okay, that you can interact with people. Like, YouTube's great. You sit there and make a video like, hey, I'm Sharon, and I'm going to show you how to put on fake eyelashes. Here's how you do it. Like, okay, I mean, how much – it's great for like, hey, I don't know how to upload a program. How do I use it? I'll run to YouTube. And maybe certain YouTubers I watch. But in reality, people are like Netflixing, Live Me, Hulu. Like, there's so many music. Like, there's so many apps now to go to that are such more interactive. Like, YouTube is like okay. So if you think about it, like YouTube gets, I think, something like, or maybe they used to, I don't know if they even get that much anymore, but they got something like 100 million. King Zulu, King Zulu, King Zulu. Oh my God, King Zulu is back in the house. He is back in the house. Oh my God, King Zulu. Oh my God, King Zulu. Whoa. He is just pressing the button, people. He is pressing the button. Oh my God, thank you, King Zulu. You always want it. You love to be the number one one. You love that. You love that. So I kind of feel like, what's good, family? Family is good. I mean, I'm stuck in the ATL here because everybody's freaking out because there's 3 inches of snow coming. You know, I'm from New York, so that 3 inches is like, you can still wear your heels and walk around in that. So it's just kind of like funny. Yeah, I know, exactly. It is hilarious with that. I'm just like, whatever. I don't even understand how you guys are like freaking out with 3 inches of snow. But, you know, hey, they were like salting the roads and all this stuff. And I'm just like, what? I know you're in Atlanta. I mean, is this kind of ridiculous or what? Like 3 inches of snow and they're freaking out. Come on, King. It's great. Here's the thing, Cosmo. It's great if you want a day off, but it's such an inconvenience because you can't drive your car on the road. Not because there's anything wrong with the road. It's because the idiot to the left of you and the right of you is going to smash your vehicle. Okay. So it's awesome, but it's kind of, oh yeah, I know. I see those hearts. So I know you're agreeing with me. You know what I'm talking about. If you're from Atlanta and you're driving, two things people in Atlanta cannot drive in: rain and snow. Seriously, I'm serious. If you come here to Atlanta and you're visiting and you are in rain or snow, run, because they cannot drive in it. They will. I've literally sat there on the highway, people, and I've watched people just literally like collide into each other. And I'm just like, did you not notice there was another car next to you? It's raining. We can't see the lines. Oh my God. Don't drive, please. So yeah, kind of insane here in Atlanta, but you know what? I'm bundled up. I'm enjoying the weather. I'm tucked in. I don't have to worry about it. I'm good. Logan's Bay. What's going on, Logan's Bay? So, yeah, it's just like whatever. Oh, my God. The hearts are flowing. The hearts are flowing. The hearts are flowing. The hearts are flowing. So now that I think about it, I really – oh, my God. You guys are just like – I can just like sip those little hearts over there. Thank you for the likes, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But, hey, Logan, what's going on? So now that I think about it, I really feel like based on what – the CEO, oh my God, look at those hearts. I love it. Oh my God, I'm being obliterated by hearts. I love it. It's just like, ooh. But yeah, but seriously, guys, I now feel like, oh my God, Logan. Love you, Logan. You send me those likes. You guys are so much fun. Honestly, like when I sit here, I talk to you guys at night. Like if it wasn't for me talking to the live me, to you guys, which I always tell you guys this, you are the number one people on the planet. Seriously. Seriously. Okay. Because if it wasn't for you guys, I would not have been able to get to the drive today. It was insane. Oh my God. King Zulu. Like, woo! I love it. I love it. Shivers, 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 shivers. So if you guys didn't see me today, you guys came with me grocery shopping, right? I told you Lexi's got the flu, right? She got the flu. I'm not even going near her like that. So Lexi has the flu, and I was like, I literally picked up groceries for her. I love your name down there. I wish I could pronounce it. I wish I could, but thank you for joining. So I went to her apartment, and if you guys watch me, I literally dropped the groceries in the front of her door, rang her doorbell, and ran down the hallway. And I was like, your food's there. Because I seriously, guys, I do not want to get sick. You guys know what I'm talking about. When you get sick, the flu literally is like you're laying in bed and you feel like you're like basically 10,000 pounds. Like you can't even move. Okay. Like going to the bathroom is like Indiana Jones. It's like Star Wars Battleship. Like you can't even move. So I did not even want to attempt that. So I literally dropped her groceries by the door, rang her doorbell, and ran down the hallway. Like the insane person. Seriously. Logan! Scooter, what's up? Scooter, 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 Scooter. Thank you for joining. So I literally just like threw down her groceries and ran. Because I am not getting that sick. First of all, I hate being bored. And being sick is boring. Scooter, thank you for the likes. Being sick is boring. Oh my God, look at that. Ooh, woo, 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 woo. Oh my gosh, there is stuff there. Oh my God, this thing's flying. But I seriously am not, I am not doing that. I am, oh my gosh, you're so sweet. Thank you, Scooter. So I basically ran, if you guys know right now, Atlanta is really full of sick people. I'm sorry. Like, you go to the grocery store, everybody is hacking and coughing and coughing and hacking. I literally walk in there like this because I don't want to get sick. You guys know what it's like when you're that sick. It's no fun. So I'm literally walking like this. You know, and then I walk today, and this lady, and I, you know, please, when you have kids who are sick, don't bring them. She brought the kid in the grocery store, and the kid was like, and I was just like, oh my God, oh my God. I literally was like, walk down four aisles and around the corner to get away from this lady and her kid who was like hacking, basically. And seriously, guys, it's so boring being sick, and I did not want to do that. Oh my God, thank you for the love. Thank you for the love. I don't want to be sick like that. It is no fun. I'm sorry. So I basically, like, you know, I checked on Lexi today. She says, hi, guys. She's sorry she's sick. She was going to come onto a broadcast with me because, you know, the two of us together are ridiculous. But she's just trying to get better. So she sends her love to you guys. And she is enjoying the Tootsie Rolls. And I forgot, what is she? Tootsie Rolls and some kind of like York peppermint patty thing. So I don't know. She had a list that she had to pick up in the grocery store. And I love it because, oh my God, thank you, Scooter, for the likes. Thank you. So I'm walking around the grocery store with you guys, and people are like this to me. Because, you know, I'm a very animated person. So I look like the crazy woman today walking around the grocery store with you guys, right, Scooter? Thank you, Scooter. So I look like the nutsy person today, seriously. Slimmo, what's going on, Slimmo Khan? Like, seriously, I look like the crazy, because I'm just sitting here, like, talking, like, and I'm like, I can't find the cookies. We got to find the cookies, guys. Where are the cookies? And people, I think people were actually a little afraid of me from Atlanta because, you know, people, it's the South. And you know what I'm talking about, King, because I know you're out there. They're kind of more, like, chill. And I'm more like, yo, hey, I need pizza. You know, so it's like, this is like a very weird combination of everything. But I had so much fun with you guys today, going to the grocery store with you guys. Just to get the looks of people around me was absolutely hilarious. It was so much fun. Daniel, what's going on? You keeping busy, Daniel? And listen, wherever you guys are from, let me know, because some of you guys today were telling me like all the different cities you were from, and that was so cool. So yeah, please shout out. I want to know where you guys are from. Like I said, I'm here in the ATL. I'm in Atlanta. It's cold. It's no fun when it's cold. You cannot do anything. Plus everybody has like shut down here. So it's like, I can't even get like a Starbucks right now. So I'm like hyped off of like coffee from home. But yeah, so hey Danielle. Oh my God. Thank you guys for the likes and for the hearts. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So yeah, the more I kind of think about this whole thing, you are from Flamingsburg, you're from Kentucky. I love Kentucky. And I'll tell you what I like about Kentucky. Some of the friendliest people are from Kentucky. We went to this thing a few years ago that was a like an awards thing. And we went to this town in Kentucky. I wish I could remember the name. I can't, but I wish I could. But it'll probably pop into my head in the middle of all this broadcasting. But it was, everybody was so super friendly, and it was a lot of like hometown kind of feel to Kentucky. You know what I'm talking about, Scooter? Like it was like the local restaurant with the local foods and the local people, and they were very like into where they lived. It was so much fun. Scooter, woo, 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 woo. Thank you for the likes. Thank you, thank you. You know what I'm talking about, right, Scooter? That's how Kentucky is. Like, you could be a stranger coming in there, and like 5 minutes after there, you feel like you know everybody. Like it's a very cool, friendly state. It's a lot of fun. So you're in a very cool place. Pequino 33. What's up, Pequino? Hey, Pequino. That is so cute, Pequino. I like that. That's kind of very cool. That's very cool. Kind of like fun to even talk about. Thank you for the likes. Thank you for the likes. But yeah, I love a place like that. I'm a traveler, guys. I love to travel. Like, I went on a tour about 2 years ago. I went through all the United States, and it was so much fun just to hit and be in like every single city and just to see what every place was like. It was a very fun experience, very, very fun. And I really like, I'm from New York, guys, as you can tell by my Southern accent. No, I don't have one. I always do that, like, no, no Southern accent here. Yeah, totally a New Yorker. So I lived in New York, I lived in Miami, I lived in Atlanta. So I kind of like to make, like, be in different places and just kind of experience different things. So to me, it's like really, really fun. But thank you guys so much for the likes. You guys are awesome. Yes, there's a lot of people in WG like that too. Very cool. Yeah, you know what West Virginia you're talking about, right? Did they talk about West Virginia? I've been to West Virginia. There are a lot of people that are cool like that there. Like I said, when you travel, you really start to see like what places are like. And West Virginia is another great place too. You're absolutely right. I love places like that. Very like, you don't feel like you're lost in the crowd. LMBA89. When, I don't know what it is with the L, but when the LMs join in on my broadcast, I feel like I just can't roll all those numbers off on my tongue. So it's just so easier to be like LMBA89. It just like, I can roll that and handle that. So yeah, it's just like, But yeah, so anyway, I know I originally said this broadcast was Logan Paul thing. It is, so I just think, and then did you guys notice like TMZ went after Logan and he was just like, so like, hey, what are your plans? He's like, I got a plan. So I'm waiting now. I really think that you, see, here's the thing with YouTube. YouTube is losing out on a lot of money right now because people are not becoming famous from YouTube as much as they used to. Like, remember how like when Justin Bieber became famous, like everybody was like, every person who was music was uploading music onto YouTube. That was like kind of the cool place to find like new musicians and new music types and new bands. And then that kind of like went down. Then it was like, oh, the makeup phase. And it was like Bethany Mottoh came out. Like she was the one person from YouTube who then like became famous. But really, people aren't becoming famous from YouTube anymore. They're becoming famous from other apps like LiveMe or Musical.ly. Remember how people became famous from Vine? Like a lot of people that we are becoming famous from other apps where there's more interaction going on. Like I'm talking to you, you're talking to me, we're having a conversation, we're finding out how we're doing. Like people, like YouTube is kind of like one-sided. You know what I'm saying? Like you do the video, and then someone has to come in and decide to find your video. And then they, you know what I'm talking about? I remind you of the singer Sierra. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I wish I could sing. My daughter can sing. Booze. I will take credit for whatever talents I have in my life. Singing, I really wish was one of them because I love singing. Now, dancing, that's a whole other ball game. I used to be in a crew. So dancing, I got down amazing. Dancing, I'm great at. Singing, I wish I could sing so much better. I mean, I really would love it. It'd be so cool. But I spent a lot of time in the studios. So it's kind of fun how all that works and stuff like that. But yeah, if you want to hear singing, you can check out. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not really trying to promo, but I'm going to promo. But you can check out Lexi Noel. And it's Sips White Wine. That was her EP she released. That's got some great songs in there, guys. So go ahead and check it out. Like I said, Lexi Noel, Sips White Wine. You can stream it on Spotify and stuff like that, too. So just go ahead and check it out. Let me know what you think. Thank you, Scooter. I love that. Thank you for the compliments. Oh, my God, Scooter. You making my night, boo. You making my night. But, yeah, so anyway, like I was talking about, like, with YouTube – remember, like, a lot of people used to become famous off of YouTube, but YouTube has really lost out on a lot of other interactive things like what we're doing. So I kind of feel like YouTube was part of this whole thing to try to get more people to go onto YouTube thinking they could be the next Logan Paul. But people don't understand, like, Logan Paul has a lot of other projects going on besides YouTube. YouTube is a huge – now, I don't also understand something. YouTube makes $15 million a year from Logan Paul. They are not walking away from $15 million. Like, that's just not hanging. You think I have a great voice for singing? Okay, Scooter, you are inspiring me. I may just go into the studio and kind of knock something out. Seriously. Like, Lexi is a fantastic songwriter. She's really, I mean, she could sit there and she can just whip up that song. So you know what, Scooter? I think I'm going to go in the studio and I'm going to record something. and I'm going to put it out there and let's see what happens. I mean, like, really, what's the worst thing that could happen? Nobody listens to it. What's the best thing can happen? Everybody loves it. So maybe, you know what? I may just go ahead and try that out, Scooter, and see how it goes. But then, Scooter, I got to give you the street cred for it. If it happens, I got to be like, Scooter Hickerson told me to put it out there, and I did. And look what happened. So I may just do that, Scooter, just because you're inspiring me on tonight's Live Me broadcast. I may just put it out there and see what happens. What do you think, guys? Can you imagine me on stage? I don't think anybody can keep up with me. I think they'll be like working really hard and trying to keep up with me. I can see that. I could definitely see myself at least trying it and seeing what happens. Like I said, I'm the kind of person you should just do. Yeah. See, yes, I do. You should just try seeing something for fun. Honestly, really, I think I may just try that for fun and just see what happens. I mean, that's the whole thing of something. Sometimes things work out in a weird way. Like you try something and you think, oh, no one's ever going to really like it. And then people are just like, wow, I really loved it. And then you're like, ta-da, there you go. Look where it led me to. Now I'm here. Yeah, if I did it, I think I would just do it for fun, just to say like it's on my list of things to do. And then I would just be like, check, did it. Like, I would love one day to be like a talk show host. Can you see me sitting there and be like, hey, I'm going to interview this person and see what they say? I would love that job because I would really get into it. That's a job I could see myself. I would love to be able to do that. And then you kind of combine that with the singing, kind of like a female version of like, not Jimmy Kimmel. What's the other guy who does the hosting? He's always with Justin Timberlake. Now I can't remember his name right now, of course, but like that, basically, like kind of a female version of that. That would be fun. Oh, Browson, what's going on, Browson? You just joined us, Broswin. Broswin? Yeah, you can help me out with that one. You got to kind of help me out with that one. I'm trying to figure that one out. You're not a good singer, but to play and sing at nightclubs, that would be fun. See, I would have fun singing and being in a nightclub. I would be hilarious at a nightclub because I would just be the kind of person to just go out there and be like, come on, get on stage, have some fun with me. I'd be like, I'm not going to do this alone. Come help me out. Like, I would have fun with that at a nightclub. And plus, you know what? When you're at a nightclub, and you have all that energy going on, you can't just sit there and be like, you know, you just can't sit there and just kind of feel like you're not, because the music's pumping, you have a couple drinks, you kind of get into it, and it's like all of a sudden your bad night turns into a good night, right? Edno Norris, listen, guys, I broadcast all the time, so if you didn't have a chance to, make sure you follow my broadcast so we can kind of hang out. That's the way I was. Yeah, come on. No, you got it. Listen, you have to be the person having fun. You can't sit there and be like, I'm not going to have fun. You have to have fun when you're doing stuff in life. You can't be sitting at a club with no music and not be wanting to dance. It's impossible. You have to want to dance. Abondem 7. I love when you guys join. You guys are just so much fun to just hang out with when I'm literally sitting here freezing my booty off in Atlanta. But yeah, so it's just cool. I think I'm going to try it, guys. When I put it out there, I will let you guys know. And then you can tell me what you think about it. You can tell me if you love it or you're like, and then you can let me know what you think about it. Oh my gosh. So where are some of you guys from? Because I would love to know where you guys are hanging out from, what area you're in, what part of town. I just saw Scooter is Kentucky. Scooter, you saying classical rock and blues music? Oh, I love that. What happened to rock? Like, rock is gone. What happened to rock? Oh my gosh, I don't understand what happened to rock. Rock just like disappeared. What happened to rock? I'm so upset about that. I don't understand what happened to rock. Like, why did rock all of a sudden, like, I don't know. It, like, disappeared, guys. It's so weird. Now it's like, now everything that's rock is, like, it's classic rock. What happened to it? That's just so strange to me that rock is actually, like, gone. Yeah, you know, right? I have a friend of mine, and he is actually a bass guitarist. And he's traveled with like Ozzy and everybody else. And I was actually having a conversation with him about this. I was like, what happened to rock? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, I kind of feel like people still love rock because obviously they have to, because you have classic rock stations that are existing, but it's like no one's interested in really, like, you know, putting it out there. I'm just like, ah, it's just so, it's sad. It's kind of sad. We should have all genres of music, and it's kind of sad because I feel like when you understand the origin, like, I know, like, rap has taken over from there, and I get that, but when you look at, and I get the whole thing that rap has taken over, but if you look at, like, how rap became mainstream, if you go back to, like, Aerosmith, Walk This Way, and you've watched the music video where they tear the wall down. Yeah, Tom Petty, ZZ Top, AC/DC, absolutely. I mean, that's where it kind of came from. Like, it was like a separate thing that people kind of heard if they were in a particular part of town, but it wasn't mainstream. And Aerosmith was the one who heard it and was like, oh no, we have to merge these two together. So it's kind of sad that rock actually brought rap mainstream, and then basically rock died. So it's kind of weird because rap got introduced because of rock music. So it's just kind of a strange thing to me that rock actually disappeared, because so many people, like, they still like it. Like, even, like, and it's not just like, oh, people who are older like it. Like, there's a lot of people that do. Like, I go to, there's actually a real record store where you buy, like, actual records down in LA, and I think it's one of the last ones left. And if you walk in there, people are buying the classic rock albums. Like, they're picking those things up and listening to it. So it's just kind of strange to me that it actually disappeared. I don't know what happened. Muhammad, how are you? Mahmoud Muhammad. I hope I said that correctly. Mahmoud Muhammad. Make sure I got that right. Thank you for joining. Thank you. Will, what is up, Will? Yeah, I'm just kind of like bummed out that basically, you know, we've lost such, like, we've lost music, which is really weird too, because we still listen to classical music. Wendy Tunes, what's up, Wendy Tunes? Oh, it's so cute how you did that, Wendy Tunes. I love that. That is so cute. So it's kind of sad to us that we actually, like, lost music, you know? Like, every music is still, people still listen to, like, Beethoven, but nobody does rock. Like, nobody records rock anymore. So I don't know. They bring a lot of comebacks. So maybe at some point in time, rock will emerge back. I mean, they're doing remakes of shows and movies. So they may actually do music, may actually come back. I mean, if you guys watched Finesse with Cardi B, and which I love, it's a great song. I mean, I love, Bruno Mars just makes great music. I love his music. Because he, by the way, like, he's one of those artists that doesn't use, he uses, like, musicians in his music, which I love the fact that he does do that in his recordings. It's not just like a computer, but he kind of mixes it with both. But if you listen to it, it has an old school kickback to it. So maybe rock may make a comeback on all this. Maybe somehow rock is going to come back. I mean, rock has kind of moved on to, like, an Imagine Dragons. They consider that kind of like a shoot-off version of it, but I don't think it's the same thing. I think it's still not different. It's not really rock per se. It's like a different version of it. Oh, you wrote some of your own blues music? Oh my gosh. Did you put it out there, Scooter? Scooter, I hope you put that out there. You need to put your music out there. I hope you did that too. Mohsen Ghanem. If I butchered your name, I really am sorry. I don't mean to butcher it. I'm really, forgive me, please. I don't mean to really butcher your name. I'm trying not to do that. So if I do, apologies. I didn't mean to do that for you, but I'm not the best at pronouncing names sometimes, and I'm just like, try to do what I can to make it sound right. But yes, I just hope that we do. I mean, because I like music from everywhere. Everyone likes music from everywhere. So hopefully you guys are the same way. Like, I'm very open. To me, it's all about the song. You know, if you like the song, then you like it. And it's not really just about me. Fleco 407. I feel like I'm ordering something, like something really good, delicious. Awesome. But thank you for joining. Yeah, I just kind of feel like if you like the music, and that's really what's important, really, is if you like that. I have something on my second reply. You can check it out. Awesome. Total likes 5,000. Woo! See? if I'm ever depressed, I just need to come on to Live Me and talk to you guys. And literally my depression would pretty much disappear from anything. But thank you so much. You guys are amazing. Thank you for all the likes. I love it. Oh, but yeah, hopefully guys, you know, if you like a song, then you like the song. Like I can like anything from like country to classic to blues to R&B to rap. It's just a matter of the song. If the song moves me, then I love it. I would say I'm not a person who's like stuck to one genre. Like I love the types of music. It really just is the song. And it's kind of funny. Like I think everyone I know is pretty much like that. Like we'll listen to one song versus another song, and we're just like, it's just really about the music and the artist and how the song comes across. And it's like some songs I'm just like, I don't know how this song got really popular, and other songs I'm like, why is this song not on the radio? It's so good. It's on your, oh my gosh, that's awesome, Scooter. I'm definitely going to listen to it. I love to support. If you guys have anything here that you want me to support you on, please say it, because it's all about, you know, it's all about support, guys. We got to support each other out there, because, you know, we're part of the Live Me fam. You know, you guys are listening to me, I'm listening to you, you're watching my broadcast, I'm watching your broadcast. I mean, it's all about the Live Me fam and all about us kind of like lifting each other up every day. And we got to be there. Oh my God, thank you for the likes, guys. Thank you. Thank you. You guys are amazing. But yeah, if you have something that's going on, let me know. I'll give you a shout out on here, guys. I'm always, people will be like, you got to do this, you got to do that. I'm like, I'm talking to you, you're talking to me. That's how we are. Okay, I'm going to totally butcher your name. Just joined. Abu Masada Otan. That is a very long name. Very cool. Very, like, do you have like a nickname? Does anybody like nickname you on that? Because that's a long name. Very cool. Thank you for joining. Oh, another LM. LM1C54. I feel like I'm saying like a password code or something. That is pretty cool. But welcome, LM. What's up? What's going on? What's happening? So yeah, I love it when you guys end up joining me and hanging out with me on here. But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty open to like different types of style of music. I'm not like that particular where I would say like I only listen to this. Like even country, like it doesn't really matter to me. I listen to pretty much anything. I'm in Georgia, guys. How could I not listen to country music? I'm in Georgia. Like country and rap are huge here. You had a lot more on there, but Live Me took them down. Oh, that's so bum. I'm sorry, Scooter. I'm sorry they took them down. That's terrible. I'm sorry that they took them down. Well, I'm going to check them out because I think that's awesome that you do that. I mean, get them back up there again. Did they tell you why they took them down? That's funny. I don't know why they would take them down. Did they tell you why, or they just did it? Well, I'm going to go check them out for sure. I'm sorry that they took them down. Sorry about that. Yeah, but I'll definitely put some stuff up for you guys for music. Just like you said, just for fun, just for hanging out and see what happens. Yeah, that's terrible. I'm really sorry they took them down on you. That's a bummer. That's not fun. That's horrible. Okay, well, maybe it was by mistake. I'm going to just give them a chance and say it was a mistake that they took them down. Because, I mean, people like to listen to stuff on Live Me. People like to rewatch broadcasts. So I think it will just go that it was a mistake that they actually took it down, that they shouldn't have done that. Because that's no fun. That's terrible. They didn't tell you why. Did you send a message to them? You should message them and be like, well, let me know why you took it down. So this way I'll know whatever is on there that you didn't like, then maybe I can change it. And then this way you'll be cool with it. It's hard. I mean, let's face it, guys. When you are reading like the thing where you agree with the app, it's like 5,000 pages. Like you don't know if there's maybe something in there that you do that's not part of that agreement. Because, like, let's face it, most people, you just press, like, agree. You don't really look at the whole thing. So it's kind of hard to tell maybe if there's something in there that they don't like or you can't do. And then you find out kind of later on when they take your stuff down, which is tough because broadcasting is, you know, it's time. You're putting in time with everyone. So it's kind of tough to go through something like that. But you know what? Talk to them and hopefully they'll tell you why they did it and then they won't do it again. Thank you for sending me the likes, guys. I love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are awesome. You guys are absolutely awesome. I love it. You guys are awesome. I are absolutely awesome. Let's see. Okay. There we go. I'm doing some fun stuff, guys. There's some coins that you guys can get, so you guys will figure out how to get those coins that are sitting there right now. So, yeah, I love to share my coins with you guys. I gotta send some love out there to you guys because you guys are just absolutely awesome. I got to send some love out there so you guys can get some of that stuff, get some of those goodies. Always like to get gifts and goodies. I don't ever complain about that. And I'm not a difficult person. I'm actually really easy when it comes to getting gifts. I'm not a difficult, tough person when it comes to wanting stuff. I'm not a person who's like, I have to have this and that. Like, my favorite thing is, and this is probably the really most ridiculous thing ever to have someone want to give you as a gift. And don't laugh at me about it, okay? But what I love to get as a gift is I love caramel apples. I don't know, it's one of those kid things, guys. It's a kid thing, guys. So I love to get a caramel apple, like the apple with covered with the caramel. Oh, that's my thing. And I don't get it very often, so when I do get it, it's like a big thing. So people who know me send me caramel apples. I know it's kind of crazy. I know most people are like, they want diamonds, they want gold, they want a car. I want a caramel apple. Terrible, but that's actually like my thing of what I want. I know it's kind of ridiculous, but I can't help it. Sorry. Hopefully you guys will be getting some. Let me see if it's letting me do it. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Okay, whoa. I'm trying to make sure this goes out to you guys. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. So, let's see what we got here. Okay, so I'm setting up some stuff for you guys. So one second. Let's see. Okay, so here's the deal. If we get to a certain amount of sharing, guys, then there's some stuff that's going to happen for you guys. Let's see. One second, guys. I am doing this. One second. Here we go. Okay, one second. Oh, gosh, guys. I am losing you. I'm sorry. It's really acting a little bit crazy on there. Oh, my God. You sent 5,000 likes. I am having a nervous breakdown, Scooter. Seriously. You are making my night tonight. Thank you. Wow. Scooter, you are seriously knocking on those buttons tonight. I love it. Thank you. But I really hope they let you bring your music and your stuff back. Like, keep putting it on there, honestly. Keep putting your stuff out there, guys. Thank you, everybody, who joined us on Blog Talk Radio. And thank you, everybody, joining us on Live Me App. I'm still going to stay on here with you guys because, hey, man, Scooter just sent 5,000 likes. I cannot disappear. I'm sorry. I have to continue being on here because 5,000 likes, I got to hang out here. I cannot disappear with you guys. You guys are awesome. Thank you, Scooter, so, so much. You're the man, Scooter, from Kentucky. You're the man. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, again, from Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back on again tomorrow. I was broadcasting while I'm talking to you guys, just to let you know, with my headphones on here. So I just finished up the show on here. But I'm staying on with you guys because you guys are a lot of fun, and you're a lot warmer than the weather. A lot more fun to have talking to you guys and seeing what's going on. Thank you, everybody, on Blog Talk Radio. You will see us again tomorrow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, just too much fun, guys. Too much fun with you guys, hanging out with you and seeing what's going on. But, yeah, I'm going to actually – oh, you're truly very – oh, my God, thank you. You are so amazing. It's like I said to you, if I ever have a tough night, I have to be on here talking to you guys because you guys actually just make me smile like insane person. I'm going to put some music on so we could – okay, and this is still talking after we are actually finished and we're done, guys. We are –